Experts in Mexico said Wednesday they have found more than 2,000 pre-Hispanic ruins along the proposed path of the president's Maya Train project on the Yucatan Peninsula. Scientists discovered the ruins using LIDAR elevation mapping technology. LIDAR involves shooting a laser at the ground through heavy vegetation to get a detailed image of the surface. The discovery could slow down the train project, which has already caused arguments and protests in the area. Critics of the project say it threatens indigenous communities and water supplies. The information from the mapping technology showed a total of 2,187 archaeological monuments along 366 kilometers of the planned path. That covers about 25% of the total train route. Experts already knew about the existence of some of the ruins, but some are new. The Maya had a large number of city-states throughout Yucatan and Central America between 2000 BC and AD 900. Their ancestors still live on the peninsula and across Central America. The term monument can mean many things, such as a pre-Hispanic Maya home or the remains of a religious building. Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History said at least 91 of the discovered ruins were large structures like plazas or temple bases. Maya houses were generally small wooden structures with stone bases that were easily destroyed. The Institute said in a statement that the builders of the train route would have to take measures to avoid damaging the ruins. It did not say whether that meant parts of the route will have to be replanned. In July, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador opened the building of the Maya Train, his own special project. It is expected to run about 1,500 kilometers around Yucatan. The train will connect Caribbean hotels to areas far from the beaches that have archaeological ruins. The train will have 15 stations to bring visitors and hopefully economic growth to the mostly poor area. The government says it will cost as much as $6.8 billion, but others say it could cost much more. Critics say there was not enough study of the effects the train project will have on the environment and archaeological ruins. Some Maya communities have taken legal steps to stop the project, arguing that it will cause environmental damage. I'm Susan Shand.